It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. This week, two separate federal appeals court rulings have come down on opposite sides of a key provision of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. This leaves thousands of low and mid-income Michiganders who signed up for health care through Michigan's Exchange in a bit of limbo. Joining us now are Marianne Udall Phillips, director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So, Marianne, these rulings are a little complicated. Can you break down the rulings and what this could mean for Michiganders? Because nothing changes immediately, correct?
That's absolutely right. And I think it's really important for people to understand that insurers are continuing to provide subsidies. These are not final rulings by any means. And we have really a long way to go before we know the outcome of this particular court case. There were two rulings that came out. One from a three-judge panel of the D.C. District Court. It did not yet go to the full D.C. District Court, and that probably is the next step. And another one from a Virginia District Court. They ruled in conflicting ways. The three-judge panel in D.C. ruled that the subsidies could only be provided in states that had a state health insurance exchange. And the Virginia Court ruled that that wasn't the case, that it could be provided even in states that had a federal exchange. Michigan is one of the states that has the federal exchange.
Now, Ken, while Governor Snyder pushed for a state-run exchange, he got a lot of pushback from Republicans in the legislature. Remind us of the politics that were at play.
Well, I think it relates to the larger issue that how polarizing the Affordable Care Act continues to be.
So, Marianne, if there is a decision that the federal subsidies are illegal, what kind of impact would that have on people using the subsidies and on the entire healthcare system in the state?
It would have a huge impact, and it would really push the whole system into chaos. There are almost 240,000 people in Michigan who have already gotten health insurance coverage through the health insurance exchange with a subsidy. 87% of those who got coverage on the exchange got it with a subsidy. And so were they to lose that subsidy, almost all of them would really not be able to afford health care coverage. But at the same time, the components of the Affordable Care Act that require health plans to take everybody, regardless of health status, to not have pre-existing condition exclusions and things like that, those provisions stay in effect. And so in many ways, it would also raise the cost of health care for everybody because the health plans would have to take everybody regardless of health status, and mostly people who would get that coverage are people who are very, very sick. So it would be really chaotic. It would be a hardship for many people, and it would be great if that was not the outcome.
Ken, you said this is an incredibly polarizing issue. And, you know, just in reading the responses to these rulings, some people are calling this the death knell for Obamacare. Others say there's no way the subsidies will ultimately be found illegal. And we have to remember we're in an election year. So could this become a larger issue for people who are running for office?
It already is a big political issue. It's the primary political issue for Republicans who are running for office. You know, the vast majority of people who signed up in these exchanges receive subsidies, as Marianne pointed out. And it's called the Affordable Care Act for that reason. If the subsidies disappear, the word affordable disappears. I mean, the act is then over. I don't think that's going to ultimately be the case, but it's really hard to look in your crystal ball and see what the future of the Affordable Care Act is going to be.
Marianne, we've talked about the politics and the consumer side of things, but from the healthcare provider perspective, how important is this ruling?
Well, it could be very important in the long run. And again, this particular ruling, we're really a long way from a final ruling in this regard. And it will, fortunately, the final ruling, very unlikely to come until after the midterm election. So Ken is so right that this is incredibly polarizing, and you see it in the courts. You see, you know, which judges ruled which way. We're just getting the data that says the Affordable Care Act is having a big impact on reducing the numbers of uninsured, and that's something that providers really care about. It's better for people, we believe, to have health insurance coverage. It helps them be more productive, more healthy, and it certainly is important for providers.
Marianne Udall Phillips is director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Marianne, Ken, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.